To Zion Amr Aleph.
We have to turn this a little bit behind. So we have to go very fast. We have to go super duper fast. Even though I don't know the Gemara, I don't know a word. I'm mamish no word. Tan asim, okay? Tan asim. I'm not letting my bottom. Let me just say. Tan asim.
It's
Zion Amr
Aleph. It's one line up before it gets thick.
A person takes the mother on top of the bottom.
Yeah.
In other words, you think.
Meanwhile, the mother's there. He takes the child.
No. That's why I said yes. He was mechalal. I said yes. No. So
it's
posh shot. Machlis Rashi and Rambam.
Yeah.
Less than like the Rashi. Rashi some poshim shot means that you take the mother while the children are still there.
Correct.
That's halacha. You take the mother al habanim. So what is this person doing? The person has violated lois aseh. Lois sikach aim al habanim.
Uh-huh.
He has violated a lois aseh. Now before the lois aseh, there was a mitzvah aseh. Shalech to shalach eso aim. There was a mitzvah aseh which preceded the lois aseh. Okay, the seder hadvarim is first send away the mother. He did not do the aseh. He did the lois aseh. So now what is halacha? There's still a tikkun. So it's machlokes. Do you get malchus for the violation of this lois aseh of loisikach eim al habonim? So Zok the Gemara Yehuda says loike ve'einim mishlech. Yehuda says you get malchus right away. Ve'einim mishlech. So that's it. You're done. You're toast. You did the lois aseh. You sent away the mother.
Yeah.
You sent away the mother.
Nay. What's the answer? The prohibition is
what?
Take the mother and the children at the same.
The prohibition is the machlokes rishonim.
Okay, let me hear
what is the prohibition? Question. According to Rashi, the prohibition is even just to take the mother. To take the mother away from the children,
right.
That in and of itself is a lois aseh. According to the Rambam, says to take them both together.
Uh-huh.
So let's learn now like Rashi.
Together. Okay.
So let's learn now very posh shot like to take Rashi. Away the mother. Like Rashi, you take away the mother, you take this, even if you take
so
the mother.
So there's no tikkun now.
So now there's no tikkun. The person says, don't do this. If you do this, you won't get malchus.
There's no tikkun.
There's no tikkun, you get malchus. Look, if you get malchus, there's nothing you can possibly do. There's no tikkun you can possibly make, you get malchus right away. There's always tikkun. Mishlech, no. So you did it not there. You took away the mother while the mother is on top of the babies.
Right.
So don't continue. Don't take the mother and you put it in your pocket and take it home. Just send her away. If you take the mother and you send the mother away, so now you'll be able to rectify the life sake.
How you rectify?
Because the pasuk shlech the shalach. You send away the mother.
You already took her away.
Doesn't matter. So the only, I guess, the
how do you do it?
You send it away. You just let go of her. You took her home. Just let her out.
Sikach aim abon, right? And
right.
He did.
And he did it. So as long as the mother is still
alive.
You
have to put it back on.
No, you don't have to put it back on. No, that's not what it says. As long as the mother is still alive. In other words, the Gemara is going to say this in a moment. This lois aseh ends only when you kill the mother.
Uh-huh.
The lois aseh is lo sikach eim al habanim. As long as you have in your pocket the mother.
So you mean you have a chance to put it back on? You mean?
No, not put it back on. You don't have to put it back on. All you got to do is send the mother away. You got to release. As long as you have the mother in captivity.
Oh.
As long as the mother.
As soon as you leave her go, it's no lois.
So you've rectified the lois aseh. Mishlech ve'lo like it. So zeh klal, and here comes the rule. Kol mitzvah lois aseh. Any mitzvah lois aseh.
Sheish
b'kum aseh. Anytime you have lois aseh, do not do this. Sheish b'kum aseh. There's a tikkun. What's the tikkun? The tikkun is with the mother. Ain chayav no lecha. You're not going to be chayav.
How come Rabbi didn't learn like that? It's a shlach.
Okay. We'll see. You're going to be chayav. Amar Rabbi Yochanan says ain lanu ela zoyis v'lecheres. This is the only hechatim in the Kol Torah Kula. We have hechatim for the person of the lois aseh. You did a mice. And there's still hope. There's still hope not to get malchus. You can make a tikkun. There's this case, the case of shlech teshlach asaim. And there's another case according to the shita of the chamim. Another case. And we have now yet to go on a goose chase, a wild goose chase, a treasure hunt to find the second case. So these are only going to be the two cases where a person does a maisa. You do a maisa, a lois aseh, and with hasra. And even though you did lois aseh, there's still hope. There's still hope where you're not going to get malchus because you can rectify the lois aseh by doing mekayim and aseh. The case of shlech to shalach, I took the mother away. As long as I let go of the mother, I don't kill the mother, and there's hope for me. And there's one more case. Now the Gemara explains. Shalom aleichem. The Gemara explains. Amalei Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar Zeicha, Nu Zog. Where is it? Show me the case. Where's the other case? Where's case number two?
We can rectify.
So Amalei. So this is what Rabbi Elazar says to who's talking over here? The Chachamim. The Chum is talking. So Amar Rav Loza, the Chum, hey Chanu, Amalei. Now who's Amalei? I'm sorry, Rabbi Yochanan says, according to the Chum, this is the only case. So Rabbi Loza says, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, the Hilik Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabban of Yisrael, no. So Amalei, Lechi Tishkach, go find, go search. You, yes, give me the Kasha, go through Gan Shas, and you find it on your own.
Why do you have to find another one?
But that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. I don't know. Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan says, Nafak, so Rabbi Loza went out, Doc, Ashach, he went and he made an analysis and found what's the case. The Tanya, our Gemara, the previous Daf Gemara. Oine Shagire Shemin, who divorced his wife, Im Yisrael, who it was a man, a woman. And he was Mr. Isa to marry her, and he marries her, and then he doesn't marry her, said he divorced her. So does he get Malchus for divorcing her? No. Why not? Because he can rectify the Lisa, say
take it back.
Machsa Gurusha say. So Im Yisrael, who Machsa, they didn't like it. But let's say he is a Kain, so Gurusha, he cannot take her back. See how we are, so we're a person that a loisa say, and there's still hope. In the middle of this hope is not going to be Malchus. Because, well, that's not so fast. That's Einach Namichukunamandam that says Kimulakimoi. Which means, as long as there is potential. Now, the gears, so let's see here, Rashi, one second, let me clarify. Now the deek over here is, see, we're looking, if you're not Mekayim, you get Malchus. Mishkachas lo Malchus b'loy kimoy, you have Malchus. In other words, the deek over here is not so much that you don't get Malchus. But we're trying to really find the Iker deek. You have to really go back to the Rashi before. Rashi for really, it's like Iker. It's a little tricky, this Gemara. When I prepared this thing yesterday, not for today, this Shtuk Gemara, this Iker Choser Min HaSefer. So I want to go back one line to clarify a very, very critical point. If you don't understand this point in this Rashi, then the whole Gemara doesn't make it one bit of sense. Go back to Rabbi Yochanan said a rule. Ein lanu ela zos v'yorachers. There are only two cases, b'chol ha-toyru kula, that follow this pattern.
Yeah.
Now, clarify that. Be more specific.
These
what pattern? No, but be more specific. So look at Rashi. If not this Rashi, you don't understand the Gemara. Rashi starts with Kolaymar. Whenever Rashi says the word Kolaymar, Rashi means the Pshat, you cannot understand this Gemara literally. That's a Klal and Shas. You know that?
Yeah, Kolaymar
means. Right. So what is Mishalem? It says here Mishalem, Mishalayach, send away the mother. Ve'ena loike. Okay, that's not a Chiddush. Haloy Shilach, the Iku Yisoid of Rabbi Yochanan is the inverse. Ehaloy Shilach. But let's say you don't send away the mother, then like it. That's the main Yisod Rabbi Yochanan. You did an aver. I did a lo yisatzei. Gevaldik, I did an aver. So now, I get Malchus? No. It's a lav, hanitikli asei. Gan Shas is Mole Vigodosh.
Mole Vigodosh?
Mole Vigodosh, Kol Toru Kula. I can't even tell you one example, but supposedly, you go through Shas, you're going to find many, hundreds, you'll find many examples of doing a loisa. So you don't get malchus because it's a lav. Hanitically,
like
I say, noise. Well, that's what Shas is about. You'll find. Duk v'tishkach. But you're not going to find a case. You're not going to find anywhere. Where that this hechatim. So do the assay. But if you don't do the assay, you're going to get malchus. All the examples in Shas,
they started with the loisa.
Like noise. Let's take Noisa. Loi, forget about Lashi Noisa. Loi, Simon Radbaika.
Right.
Will there ever be a Hechatim saw where you're going to get Malchus for Noisa? Never. Because every single case of Noisa, of the Loisa Asse, automatically has an Asse.
What's the Asse? Let's say you don't do
so,
the Asse.
Exactly. Let's say you don't burn it. So what do you do with it? What do you do instead of burning it?
Just let
it
rot. You leave it. Yeah.
You let it rot. Right. You're not going to get Malchus.
Why not?
Why?
I don't know why. You have to think about this. I didn't work through the whole Gemara. You're not going to get Malchus. If you don't burn it, you're still not going to get Malchus. Because since the potential exists to go and burn it.
Don't you have a certain amount of time that you're allowed to
burn it? Okay, right. I don't have all the answers to your question. You are yes, and very, very good.
I slept before this year, so
you did?
I'm hot now.
Oh.
I'm fresh.
I didn't sleep nothing today. I slept the whole night last night.
Watch.
I was fighting a whole night.
Better watch it.
Okay, good, good. So yes, very good. I don't know the answer. Let's just get the basic. He said the basic of the Sotavir is that when it comes to a lav, every lav, the fact the Torah puts an asef to lois hasei, it means you're never, ever, ever going to get malchus. So lois hasei, that is now connected to the asei is oikir lumafreya, oikir lumafreya the lois hasei. There are two exceptions. There are two exceptions where, not so fast, taka is an asei. If you do the asei, you don't get malchus. But only two cases, b'chol Torah kula, with this potential to still get malchus for the lois hasei.
Yeah.
How? If you
even
don't,
if I do, even if
how,
even if you, I did that say,
no, no, that's the
what
difference.
Happened?
That's the difference.
So what happened?
If you don't do the assay, you're going to get malchus.
A kohen.
exactly a kohen.
Which is impossible for him to
exactly
recognize.
Exactly. But even a yisra, but a kohen doesn't even have the assay. See, that's not a good example. The kohen does not even have the assay available to him. A kohen doesn't
the
have
case?
The assay.
What's the case? We know what you're talking about.
A yisrael.
What?
He's ma'anis a woman.
Okay.
He divorces her. He has now an opportunity. To take her back, and now you know, I'll give you the wrong answer. He decides he kills her. So by killing her, this is not a good answer. By killing her, I can't take her back. She's dead. So now we're going to give you malchus.
What do you have to say? You can kill her. Maybe she just died.
No, because then he didn't do anything. You have to do a ma'isa. Or even though you're right. You don't have to do a ma'isa. You're right. I take it back. If you don't do it, that's the Gemara's coming to clarify.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's clarify the point. The point over here is the chol ha'torah kula. There are many hechatims of asay, lois asay, hanitikli asay. If you do a lois asay, off the hook. Why? Because there's an assay.
Right.
In most of those cases, in all of those cases, we're not giving any examples, I apologize. In all those cases, you'll never, ever, ever get malchus for the lois assay. Because the assay automatically takes away the lois assay, even if you don't do the assay. Even if you never mekayim the assay, just the fact that the Torah gives an assay, the fact that the Torah writes the word,
you will not get malchus.
You're not going to get malchus.
No.
But there are two exceptions. There are two exceptions: a lois assay and there's an assay. And now the ball is in your court.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you do the assay, you don't get malchus.
Which is that?
If you don't do the assay, so number one is the case of shalech the shlachas aim. Is the case of aim ala bonim.
So why do I have to
aim ala bonim? I take the baby. What mother? Oh, we don't explain. You take the mother. I did a lois assay.
Right.
Am I going to get malchus? Here's the exception. Maybe yeah, maybe no.
Yeah.
Maybe yeah means that if I let go of the mother, I let go of the mother, there's no malchus. I was behind the assay. If I don't let go of the mother and I slaughter the mother, I shech the mother,
right,
so it's no longer possible for me to send away
right.
the mother.
Right.
Oh, now you're going to get malchus.
Right.
That's not like B'chol Torah Kula. Because B'chol Torah Kula, even if you don't burn the noiser, I left over. I was violating the lois asay. So there's an asay.
Okay,
burn
so
it.
Why is it different here?
Burn it.
Why is it different?
I'm not interested. And now you do nothing, and all of a sudden it disintegrates into dust. Do I get malchus for nicer? No. I don't get malchus.
So why is it different here?
Why? I don't know why. But these are only halacha l'maaseh. So these are the only two exceptions. I don't. You guys, I didn't prepare well.
The second one.
The second one is the case of oinus. A man is manis a woman, and he lies the lois asay. He divorces her. So now, are you get malchus? I divorced her. I did an avera. So it's a lav. I have a mitzaseh. What's the asay? The asay is take her back. Machzik gedushasay. Take her back. Right?
Yeah.
So what does the Torah say? The Torah says, maybe, are you going to get malchus? So you don't get malchus. Not so fast. The ball is in your court. If you take her back, you don't get malchus. If you don't take her back, you get malchus.
That's what we want. Came and we hit.
So now the Gemara clarifies. Wait, let's go next layer. The next layer. Ein hakinami. This only takah true if you learn takah the halacha of kima v'le kima. The man does the lois asay, and then the bezin says no. Be mekayim the asay. Marry her.
Do or not.
So listen, you can do or not. I'll give you 5 minutes to decide. If you decide yes, no malchus. If you sit back and you do no, I'm not marrying her. After 5 minutes, take him out, whip him. So you see, it's an exception. But let's say you talk a little halacha bit loy. Let's say no, you're never going to get malchus until you mevatel it. Even if you go and now the Gemara is a lamshu Gemara now. Even if you go and you mevatel it, the Gemara is going to say now you'll never get malchus. Manamshach, show me hechatims of where you yourself do a ma'is to the yodayim to be mevatel it, and you're now going to get malchus retroactively.
You just told us this.
Kill her. You kill her, right?
Kill her. Yeah.
Come lebedrabamine. If you kill her, what do you get? Misa. Do you get Malchus? Two punishments.
No, no. You always give the most severe. Malchus.
So what else could she do? I'll go and I'll marry you off. I'll marry you off to another man. The halachas of a woman marries another man.
Yeah.
The man divorces his wife and she marries someone else. He's not allowed to take her back.
Exactly.
So you know what? I'll take you, my wife, my ex-wife, yeah. I divorced. I'll take you and I'll marry you off.
Yep.
I'll go and I'll give you to a lion. I'll marry you off to someone else.
Right.
I'll marry you off.
Yeah.
So now when I act as the agent to marry you off,
yeah.
when I marry you off, I'm doing a ma'isa to be mekabel kedushin.
Yeah.
That I will no longer be able to marry you.
Nice.
I'm a male. I'm now going to get malchus because now the lois I say,
good.
You have no power to marry her off. You're powerless to marry her off. She's the one that has to be mekabel kedushin. The man, the man that's marrying her.
So she get her to the
but that's not your ma'isa. If you learn like the pshat bitla, you got to do a ma'isa bitl.
Here he's not doing a ma'isa.
He's someone else doing the ma'isa. Killing her is also not going to be
that's
a solution. What are you going to tell me another solution? He'll make a neder. I hear make a neder, I'll das rabim. Ganz klar Yisrael. Not just stam a neder, I'll das rabim. I'm never going to marry this woman. Yeah. Oh, I did a ma'isa. I did a ma'isa to mevatel my potential to marry her.
Right.
Gewaldic. I did a ma'isa, I was mevatel, so now I can never marry her. So now
so
I'm
going to...
I get malchus. Gewaldic, right? No, because the Gemara is saying on the base, if a man makes a neder, I'll das rabim, to do something which is a mitzvah, to violate a mitzvah, you can have matan neder. The only time we say a neder al das rabbi is in lay hafara is the dvar hashus.
It's a Rambam, right?
A Rambam, what?
It's not a Rambam?
No, it's a Gemara.
Gemara?
I thought you just said if someone makes a neder, I make a neder in front of everybody.
So the Gemara is going to say that. That's going to be a Gvaldiga case. That's what he does. I'm going to get Malchus. How am I going to get Malchus? I'll do Maisa. I'm going to mevatel it. How am I going to mevatel it? I'm going to make a neder al das rabbi. I'm never going to marry this woman.
Right.
I'm never going to marry this woman. The Gemara says you can be mevatel it. Because since there's a mitzvah deraisa, for you to marry to master Gudushas, there's a mitzvah deraisa, you have no right to make a neder. Your neder is null and void meikarai. Mushva v'omim mehar Sinai. To do Hashem's ratzim. So the Gemara says, guess what? Guess what? You'll never ever have a hechatim sihir. A hechatim sihir. The Gemara is saying you're wrong. You tell me there are two exceptions.
Yeah.
Exception number one is the case of Shluch HaKan.
Shluch HaKan
is up to you. If you kill the bird, yes or no. But when it comes to the case, then what's case number two? Rabbi Yochanan, there's another case you can get malchus. If you do, very good. You're right. In man's law, as I say, we give you 5 minutes. Make a decision. You're going to marry her or not. So after 5 minutes, I don't want to marry you. Oh, so you're going to get malchus. Gvaldik, Lav, hanitically asay, you still get malchus. But if you learn that in order to get malchus, you have to be mevatel the asay. So give me a hechatims of where you're going to be mevatel the asay. Just give me the technical.
No case.
Give me the specs.
So it's not there.
Give me the technical.
There,
doesn't
said.
Exist. So therefore, this is not a good answer. So when he told him, go find the case, I'm sending you out on a mission to go find the case where it works. This is not going to be a good case. He's asking for another case. So let's see the whole. I told you the whole daf Gemara inside. Now it's let's see the Gemara inside. So Gemara says, "Hanichel man, the Amar." It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 lines after he gets one. Hanichel man, the Amar, the man, the Tanikim, the Kima, in the Chanam. You have hechatim, so where you do a lois asay, and you have an asay, and now they give you 5 minutes. You can do it or not. You can do it or not. And he says, no, I'm not going to do it. Oh, you don't want to do it? Good, we're going to give you malchus. Very good. So you have hechadins of a lav. Hanitically, I say, will you get malchus? Givaldic, two cases. Shalech to shalach and the case of oinus. But el, lamandi amad, the tani you don't need to get the malchus. You have to a maisa biodayim to mevatel, I say. Okay, in theory, itaka makes sense. Itaka makes sense. A man did a lois, I say, he divorced his wife, and now he has a misasay to master gudush, and he decides he does a maisa to prevent him from ever doing that. So now, he's going to get malchus. Unlike every other love, hanitically I say, well, you don't get malchus. You don't get malchus. Here, Itaka, you're going to get malchus. Okay, theoretically, it makes a lot of sense. But can you please just give me a simple example of where a person can go ahead and mevatel the asay and memelo will get malchus? Explain to me. Now, these are two cases. You send away the mother, you take the mother is on the chicks. And this fellow, he takes the mother by the neck. And he takes the mother, he puts it in his pocket, and he walks home. He just did a terrible avera, lo yisaseh. He took the im halabonim. So is he the amalkis? It's your prerogative, it's your choice. If you have still hope, there's hope, you can kindly say, let go. Take it out of your pocket and let it go, let it fly into the air, and then you're off the hook. But
he doesn't do it right away.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He has his whole life. As long as the bird is alive. As long as the bird is alive, he has the opportunity to shlech to shalach. But let's say he puts his hand into the pocket and he crushes the bird and the bird is dead.
Right.
Can he send the mother away anymore?
No.
So now, is he get malchus?
Yes.
Unlike every other lav, handikli say, well, you don't get malchus. Right? Here you're going to get malchus. So bishlein, you kill it. Ela oynis, when it comes to oynis, but in the case of a man that's manis, a woman, he divorced her, and now he's getting the mevatel, the potential to take her back. Bidlo, hechi mishkachas la. And it's Zev, nu hechatimsa. What's hechatimsa? The best solution is he killed her. He wiped her out. It's like this guy who they married for 60, 70 years. So the 70. So they asked the woman. They asked the woman, tell me, you married to your husband for 70 years. Tell me, did you ever contemplate for 70 years of marriage, divorce? Divorce has ever come across your mind? You know, you didn't get along. Got into a fight with your wife. So she says,
never.
Divorce.
Never.
Ever. 70 years. Never. Murder?
It's a different thing.
That many times I contemplated murder. Divorce, not murder. Yes.
Beautiful.
This is something that every bacha has to know.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. This is a yisoid. Yisoid ha'chaim.
Two different things.
So, eat the katla. Eat the katla. Come labor. Eat the katla. He kills her. Yeah. He's mevatel the potential to be mekayim the mitzvah. So memel. Anyway, there's no malchus.
Right.
The lebedamine.
Right.
And that itself is a mouthful because why is the kol lebedamine? Okay, that's not for now. That's a lamed sugi. Does this fit into the yisoides of kol lebedamine? Not so pashut. You're very awake today. Very geschmack. The lion is awake.
Maybe Musa had to go to sleep.
And the Ari.
There's a why you always give him.
You have to know the law. You go study the lawness of Kamla B'Rabine and you come across this Gemara. This Gemara does not fit into the pattern of Kamla B'Rabine. Not for now. This person was instrumental in being the shaliach to marry off this woman. Because when a woman marries someone else, she can no longer come back. So who is the one that made the shidduch? Who's the shatran? He.
Her ex-husband, yeah.
So he did a maisa, to make sure that he can never marry her by marrying her off.
And he can't do that.
And so the one, so if he totally does it, if he does that, he's a shatran, he goes.
He still gets malchus.
He now, memela, it's reinstated, he did a maisa to be mevatel the mitzaseh. By marrying her off to someone else, he can he can no longer marry her off, so now he's going to get malchus for divorcing her.
Yeah.
It's a good gvaldig of mahalach.
No,
it doesn't work. Rabbi says it doesn't make sense. Isha visei shuliach. If she, the wife, appointed him, this man, as the agent to go in mikabel kedushin, he's not doing the ma'isa.
She's the one.
He's not being mevatel. She's being mevatel. And this man that holds bitlev lebitlev, he has to do the ma'isa bitl. Let's say she did not appoint him an agent. He on his own, out of the goodness of his heart, he goes over to a man and he says, you know, there's a gvaldig woman out there. She's my ex. She's the best.
Great.
She's the best.
Great for you.
And Mela, she's good for you, and therefore I want you, I'm giving you a tabat, I'm giving you a vi, I'm going to marry her off to you. And she's going to be married to you. So, kol kimine, v'loy klumi. He has no power to do so. It's nonsense. In order to get married, the husband has to want to marry. He has no power on his own to marry. It's not his maisa, he has no power.
It's therefore he does not get malchus.
So therefore, this is not a good hechatimsa. So if we go back where we started,
and what's takat left? Does it get malchus or not?
Oh, so that's the. So we just learned that theoretically speaking, if he's mevatel the asay, he gets malchus.
But
this is not a good example because here, that's the question. So
what's the status? Does he does not get?
In this case, no, he would not get malchus. In this case,
even though he wasn't mevatel, there's no such thing as being mevatel the mitzvah. But even though technically he cannot remarry her, as if
right.
He still doesn't get malchus, as if he has the potential.
Bitlo, you need to do biyadayim. He did not do biyadayim. This man, the Amar holds bitlo. You must do the ma'is. You must be the one being mevatel, and you're not being mevatel.
It's a tremendous chiddush, by the way. So the ma'is he can't remarry.
He did not do the ma'is. Okay. That's bitloy v'loy bitlo. You must do the ma'is to get malchus.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says the answer that we said before. Rashi quoted this one. Yes, say Ella Amar Avsim b'Menahar Dok. You go and Shadira Barab. Easy answer. The man did a ma'isa. He made a neder. He neder al das rabim. He will never marry this woman. Never, ever, ever. Al das not and that's the whole klal yisrael have to be matam my neder. That is valid. That is shedid rabim.
He just told me.
I told you the whole daf gemara in advance. Okay, to make it go smooth. Shedid rabim. So the gemara says, what does that mean? I told you earlier three madrigas. There's a neder, a private neder between you and Hashem, and then there's a neder barabim, and then there's a neder called the neder al das rabim. Three different types of nedarim. Al das rabim. So here the Gemara is going to madriga number two, neder barabim. So he nich leman leman diyam neder shud barabim in leafara. In a chanami did a ma'isa bittul, he can no longer marry. But leman diyam that says yesh leafara, even a neder, you make a neder barabim, you can go to a tzibur or whatever the hechativ, you can be matul neder. Michael Meimar, the Gemara says, I have an answer for you as well. The madira al das rabim. That is a home run out of the ballpark. When you make a neder al das, it means the whole cloud is strong. I want to be matul my neder. I have to consult every single member of Yisrael. Today there are approximately 15 million Jews in the world. Kein Yirbu. Approximately 15 million Jews in the world, the same number of Jews that existed in the world at the time of before World War II.
Okay.
It took 70 years to replenish the number. So the Madi al Das Rabin. So fine, that we're in business. Okay, we're now in business. So therefore, we have over here two examples in Shas where you have a lav hanitik liaseh, and there's still potential to get malchus. Every lav hanitik liaseh b'cholat or kula, it's impossible to get malchus. Once there's a lav hanitik liaseh, you're out of business. But there are two examples where it's a lav hanitik liaseh, and you can still get malchus. How could you get malchus if you don't play your cards right? If you mevatel liaseh shluch hakein, if you kill the mother. And the case of Oynis, if you make a neder al das rabim. So now you have two hechatims.
Why is no afar al das rabim?
What? Halacha l'moshe m'sinai. You can't go consult with every person in Klal Yisrael to ask them what they think about.
What's the difference between das rabim and...
Okay, I don't know. That's not the main point of the Gemara. I don't know the answer to this. Halacha l'moshe m'sinai. V'su, the Gemara says, V'su lek, is that it? No ika, that's not so. Now we have over here, Simon Gozel Mashkin Upeya. The Gemara is now going to try to make it go very quickly. Three more examples where you have a hechatim. So the Gemara is going to try to suggest three more examples of a lav hanitically assay, and the Gemara is going to try to suggest that in these three examples you can get malchus. So why do you only have two examples? There should be five examples.
Yeah.
So let's go one at a time. Gozel, what's gozel? Classic case. Lo sigzel.
Yeah.
And let's say you do steal. It's a lot. You get malchus of stealing. You get malchus. When was the last time you saw a person get malchus of stealing? Adorable. It gets honored by a dinner. So you have a you do a lois tassev lois sigzol. So what's why is there no malchus? Because the laugh hanitically I say. So how you go gozel dachmona amar lois sigzol, and yet there's a solution. V'heishev esagzela. So this, another example. Another question number two. Mashkin. A person does not take a mashkin. Take a mashkin from a person, a poor person. Your person borrows money. You lend someone money. So what do you do? I want collateral. I want your pillow. I want your mattress. So what is halacha? You must return the mashkin, the pillow, the mattress in the evening. So they have what to sleep on. And like as a kohen, you take a garment, a day garment. Person he wears a kapata. He needs to wear his kapata to go out to be Rosh Shiva. And you take away his kapata at night. You got to return in the morning so he's able to go to work wearing his clothing. So mash. Do not enter into the threshold, take away the mashkoin.
What's going on? He stole this guy's
two different examples. Didn't steal it.
Huh?
New case. Case number two. Mashkoin. You lend someone money. Okay, we finished that. We've done that.
Yeah, but what happened?
We're done with that.
What happened?
Let's see. The Gemara is going to explain.
When you can still get malchus.
Right. Let's get to the words. The Gemara will explain in more detail. Number two. Case number two. We'll come back. Mashkoin. You lend someone money, and then we want a collateral. You take the collateral.
So these are the cases. Bringing down the cases. We're going to explain them later on.
Right. See. So then you
can't go without his consent to take the.
You're not allowed to go into the person's house. You take collateral. You're not allowed to the threshold. You're not allowed to step into their house. You have to stay outside. And then the person says, "Let's say you violate the halacha. You go inside, take it against his will,
right.
Or let's say you don't. You take it past his man. And so it says, Hashev Tashivlo. If you do violate the laws of whatever the laws are, you return it." Avoid kavoy Hashemish. Return the avoid when the sun sets. When the sun sets, make sure he has his pillow
right.
For the to go to sleep. Now, in these two examples, umeshkachas labikim v'loikim loy biloy biloy, And in these two examples, the person is in the violation of the Lois Sassi. He's in the violation.
We have three cases.
Okay, we're getting to the third case. We didn't get here yet. I told you the simon. Wait a minute. We're only doing two at a time. Okay, not three. We're getting to them between a few moments. Let's do them two at a time. So in this case, he violated the Lois Sassi. Now, Bezin says to this fellow, sir, you just did a terrible Averi. You stole. Yeah. You did an Averi. You took a mashkin shleikadin. We're giving you 5 minutes. Give it back. If you don't give back in 5 minutes, we're going to give you Malchus. So if you go like the Malchus, we give you 5 minutes. Okay. Bezin finds out, they tell you, you didn't have Vera, you have a choice. So there will be Malchus. Right. If you hold Kima, Malchus. So the Gemara says no, and Bila, very similar, you destroy it. Bilo is a person steals and you go and you destroy it.
Right.
You destroy
the object. Not to give back anymore.
Or let's say you have the case of a mashkin.
You would get Malchus.
I can't give back anymore.
You destroy the mashkin.
So bilo. So the Gemara says no. That's not. These are not examples. You're off. Kevin Hasim Kevin Chai B'Tashlumin Ain Like Mshalim. No. If you destroy the object, I still
can pay it back.
I pay cash.
Wow.
Cash is key.
Right.
So
doesn't have to be banned.
So therefore, you always can pay back. You have any money? You broke? Get a job. There's always potential to make money.
Wash dishes.
What? Wash dishes. Sell your organs. You'll always be able to cash in on something in order to pay. It's massive of Zera. So if that's not a good example. Oh, I have an example. If you steal the mashkin or the property of a ger, and then the ger dies, and then you destroy it, you destroy the property of the ger.
Nee.
I take a mashkin, I lend the money to the mashkin, or even I steal the property, same thing, and I destroy it, and then the ger dies.
Okay.
Do I have to pay back the money to the ger? No, the ger died. Does a ger have yarshim?
No.
No. So do I have to ever pay back? No. So it turns out by destroying, I don't destroy it. I'm sorry, you don't destroy it. Even the ger dies.
Right.
I steal from the ger, I take a mashkin.
There's nothing to give back.
Nothing to give back to. So the fact that the ger died, I no longer have potential. Now this only is true really. You have to burn it. You see, in order to say bitloy means I have to do a maisa, so I destroyed it. I went and I destroyed the mashkin.
He stole or is it mashkin?
Which one? The Gemara is only giving an example of mashkin. I don't know why. I don't know why you can't say the same thing when it comes to the case of Gezel. I don't know the answer.
Okay.
The Gemara leads to the case of a mashkin. You have a ger.
Okay.
You go and you take the mashkin of a ger and you destroy it.
Okay.
So by destroying it, I can no longer pay back. So, but I can pay back cash.
Right.
Okay. But before I get around to paying back cash, the ger dies.
Okay.
So now the ger dies, so it turns out that my maisa of destroying his mashkin is now final. It's final. There's nothing more for me to do anymore. There's nothing more for me to do. So therefore, I should get Malchus for the mashkin. I did a lois hasei. I took the mashkin, and there's no opportunity for me anymore to return to rectify my error.
Why don't we say the same thing by the other two cases before this? By regular yid.
No, tashlumin.
Yeah, but
it's not over.
Well, let's say
give it to the yarshim.
You're allowed to give it to the yarshim.
Of course, you're mechuyev to the yarshim.
Why? I didn't steal it from them.
That's not the halacha.
At the time, it wasn't theirs.
It doesn't matter.
At the time, it wasn't there.
No, it doesn't matter. It comes to the father. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Of course, a person steals from a person. The person dies. You have to pay back the yarshim. Of course, you have to pay the yarshim.
It wasn't theirs.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
But what happened in such a scenario? There's no yarshim.
There's no person in the Gantz Klali, so doesn't have a yarshim.
No, I'm talking about someone that's not a ger.
A regular person, no such thing. A yid.
How far does it go? Then
back to Avraham Avinu. It goes back to Matan Torah.
So it could be distant, very distant.
Ten times removed. Ten times removed. So you'll be shocked how close you're related to people.
Well, I click from the Avraham Avinu.
Everyone's a third, fourth, fifth, sixth cousin. Everyone Ashkenazic Jews. The whole pool of Jews comes from 10,000, 5,000 people.
Maybe going back
700 years in
from
Germany.
From
the DNA testing.
The
DNA test is that the pool of Jews, all of us come from a small pool, Ashkenazic, from 5,000 people.
That's it.
5 to 10,000 people. That's the whole thing. Can you imagine? Today there are how many Ashkenazic descendants of Ashkenazic Jews? Millions? 2, 3, 4, 5 million? There are 50 million Jews in the world. So how many of them are? Maybe even half of them. And where do they all come from? Most of them, many of them come from 5,000 people.
Right.
Unbelievable. So Hari Mishkacha, so they're all related to each other. Hari Mishkacha, so different, you do a Mayis, so it's different than Malkus. So therefore, so therefore, you have a Hechatimsa. We did a Lois Asay, and now you mevatel the potential for the Asay by burning it, by destroying the Mashkin, and now the Ger dies, so there's no one to give the money to, so now it should be reinstated the Malkus. So why do you only tell me there's two,
right,
there's not three? So the Gemara gives an answer.
So what's the conscience? So what do you see?
Why are there only two? There should be three. Why did you only tell
me
there's
only two? Oh, you
can see
the Gemara gives an answer. The answer the Gemara gives is something, if you would not know that Gemara, you would say this comes straight out of Reb Chaim. You would say it's a brisket off. You would say this is a Baruch Ber.
Okay.
You would say
right
this
in the Gemara.
Is,
yeah,
you would say, and all the lungs is in the Gemara. This is not
right here,
right out of the Gemara. Mamash, if someone you close your eyes, Reb Chaim says this. What does the Gemara say? Hasam gavra bar tashlumenu. When you steal from the ger, you have to pay him the money. You have. It's just that v'shibud the ger hu dukapaka. The ger disappeared. The chiyav asay is still upon you.
Where are you reading this?
Top line. You don't have the top line?
Hasam gavra.
Hasam, by the case of the ger.
Yeah.
The ger. I stole from the ger. I took his mashkin.
Yeah.
I took his mashkin.
He's not around.
I destroyed it.
Yeah.
I destroyed it. I have to now pay back cash equivalent.
Right.
And now before I get around to pay back cash equivalent, the ger dies.
Right.
Oh, there's no yarshin. Right. I'm off the hook. Right. You're not off the hook. You're not off the hook. It's chal upon you, a choyv, to pay back.
So who's going
to
pay to?
It just happens to be there's no one to pay to. Just because there's no one to pay to doesn't mean my obligation to pay goes away. This is like a typical Reb Chaim svar, or Baruch Ber svar.
Wow.
Yeah. Right?
Could you care to elaborate? I don't have
the ger died.
He can't fulfill the mitzvah.
He doesn't understand. There's nobody for him to pay back.
Right.
So he's the battle.
That's exactly the lamedness. That's why it's a lamedness of art. It doesn't matter. There's a gavra. That's just a chefsa. The ger is just the object to whom the money goes.
Yeah.
So if he happens to skip town, it doesn't take away from my obligation.
Right. I see.
I have an eternal.
Why am I guilty?
My obligation to pay back is an eternal obligation. There's no recipient. There's no recipient. That doesn't take away from the fact that I have an obligation to pay back.
Uh-huh.
So therefore, the mail of the assay is always there. There's no way in the world you can possibly be mevatel the assay. By shluch hakein, you kill the mother. You're done. There's nothing more to do. By the case of the get, by the case, you make a neder, al das ravim. I can never marry her. I did a mice, I can never marry her. The gavra is finished. Here, I stole from, I took from the ger, I destroyed it, the ger dies,
so
I
have to pay back there.
I have an obligation. My obligation didn't change one bit. It just so happens to me, there's no one to give the money to.
That means if someone destroys it, the ger stole it, and he kills him, then he's Chayv Malkus.
No, he's not.
It is, because Biyudaim, he killed them.
So what?
It didn't happen by itself. It's a little different.
Also, it's Kol B'Rami also. The same thing as the Gemara said before. It's Kol B'Rami. The same thing I said before.
Okay.
So therefore, this is not a kash. Therefore, we've been able to succeed. We have deflected two of the three kashas. Right?
You only have two things.
Two things. And we made an attempt to add two plus two to make four, and we have failed. So we're back in business. Two v'zehu. Good?
Now there's a fifth one.
Oh, very kapeya. What Rachman never says, do not harvest the corner of your field.
Right.
Let's say I violate the halacha, I violate the sechala, I cut the whole field.
Right.
There's not even one thing left. So therefore, am I a chayv malkus? No, there's still hope. What is hope? If you cut, you harvest the whole field, you can still take from the stalks, from the cut stalks. You can take from the bushels. You can even take from what's in your house. You can take flour even, and you can go and you can give it to the poor person. So even though you did a lois hasei, you were a sechale. There's hope.
Yeah.
There's hope. But let's say I take the flour and I burn it. Oh, I burned the flour. Or let's see. So if you learn kimlo, so that's very simple. You did navera. I cut it down. Bezin says this. Don't take this hope. You can just give the grain, give the stalks. Are you going to do it or not?
And if he doesn't,
it's malchus.
Right.
Bitloy veloy bitloy. If you learn that's not enough to say you have to do a ma'isa to mevatlin, I have a hechatimsa d'tnan mitzvahs pay alahafresh mina kama loyevish mina kama mafresh mina from the stalks loyevish mina modem mafresh mina gri from the silo. There's always hope.
Go ahead.
There's always hope until there's no hope. Ad shaloy medich, until you smooth out the silo. Merchai if you say
once you smooth out, what's
too late, too little, too late, then you're done. Maser v'nois lo, then maser v'nois lo. So it's you maser and you give v'nois and you give to the Levi. In other words, in the chanami, if you do merachof, you smooth out the silo, you will mevatel the payah. So you did a maisa.
Yeah.
I went so far not to be mafresh. I did like to say, and I go and I smooth out the silo. You did. So the Rosh Hashanah kasha. We don't hold like the Shita of the Rabbanon. We hold like the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, like Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael holds that you can give mafresh peah even from the dough.
From the Isa.
From the Isa. Can Rabbi Yishmael do
it?
So it's never too late. So the Morris, but it's not. But all Rabbi Yishmael, not Mishachlo, do Achalit. Let's eat it. I eat it.
There's nothing left.
Nothing left. So if you eat it, or burn it, let's say you even destroy it. I don't want that example. But if you eat it, then there's nothing left to give.
Right.
You're not going to regurgitate it and give it to the Ani, so you're done. It's a done deal. So now you should get Malkus. So we have won. Guess what? We won. You told Rabbi Yochanan says there are only two cases in Gan Shas.
Yeah.
Two cases of Alav, Hanidikli Asay, where there's still potential to get Malkus of Lois Asay. Case of Oynis and the case of Shlech Shlach HaSoein and Shlech HaKein. Look, I just found you a third example, Peya, you did a Loisase, you carved in the field, and yet there's hope. And you don't get Malkus. Why? Because you can be masaking the Loisase by giving it from what has been cut.
But once he eats
it. If I go and I eat it, there's nothing more to give. I'm Mavatalit. So now there's nothing more.
He ate up the whole thing.
Yeah.
Every little last crumb. So the Gemara says, you write in a this is such a good kasha, such an eyes in the kasha. We have to revise Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says there are only two cases called Arkula. You know what the two cases are? The two cases are Shaleach Tishalach Esraim. And number two is this case, Peah.
What happens to the other one?
Oh, what about the case of Oynis? The man is honest, a woman. And he goes, he's mevatalit by saying, I make a neder, al basrabim, I'm never going to marry this woman. That's not an answer, because it's a mitzvah to take her back. Machzor
l'shasai
is a mitzvah, and because it's a mitzvah, and you can be mater neder, even a neder al das rabin.
Okay.
Only tam hilchasa neder al das rabin.
And how about this other case?
Is by chulin.
How about the second over here? The case that we that,
what so case?
We had another case here that was.
No, we didn't. We only had one case. Peah. Only a peah. We have a total of three. So we have three. So the Gemara is revising. We have two. Oh, but we have three. You're right. Our first case was a mistake. When we start off in the ground, we said that one of the two original cases was the case of Oynis. The only reason why it was a case
was because Shalech.
That's always remains. That's ice. That doesn't go anywhere.
Okay. So that one is good.
That's good.
Shalech Shalech is good.
It's good.
The woman's way you marks it, Grusha is no. It's not.
No, why is it no good?
Okay, because it could be Matan Neder. Two cases.
Oh, we had only one more case. The case.
Oh, it didn't work out. Right.
Didn't work out. The case of the ger, the law of shavart.
Yeah.
Chassid gavra who did it. Chaim zisay the gemara. The gavra is unbelievable.
He still has to pay back.
They got to pay back. It's the only no shtibin. So, and then what is the other answer? The example. The other example is what?
Peah.
The other example is peah.
So
you have three. You have three cases. So it must be that the only real two cases are peah and shlech teshalach. Those are the only real two cases. In the case of oynis, is not a good example, because by oynis they will never ever ever be malchus. If you learn bitloy, there's never malchus. If a man is manas a woman, and then he violates the loisase of lo yuchal l'shalcha, he'll never ever get malchus for that loisase. Why? Because he has an opportunity to masaken it, to marry her. And even if he goes and he tries
to make another,
if he kills her, he also won't get malchus. Come lebed ramini, or get misa. If he'll go and he'll try to marry her off, it's not you. You don't have the power to marry her off. And what are you going to tell me? Make a nidal das rabim? Go be matan neder. Who's stopping you? So the maskan is the only Rabbi Yochanan was correct. The only two cases: case of Ashlech the Shalach and the case of Peah.
Did you learn from inside that Avoynes?
Avol.
Elazoy's void a cheres. So
say it again. The oyd acheres is peah.
What is zois?
Zois is shaleach tishalach.
Oyd acheres.
Zois is shluch hakein. The other cheres is peya. Aha. Oh, what about oinis? What happened to oinis? How come we out of the box? Avoinis loy. Why not put it in the says? The hey, how in lal dasha mean loy afar el dvar hashus. Avul dvar mitzvah yesh le afara. What is the mice to prove the story? Let's give mice shahaya. This quotes about child abuse. Child abuse is quotes about this abusive rebbeim. Hafeich ba hafeich ba kikul ba. A rebbe they throw maki chod rebbe duhu maki dar. There was a rebbe that had a pasha be noiki. There was a rebbe that beat up the children. He beat up the kinoach.
Okay.
Okay. He who knows? Doesn't say what he did exactly. Can you use your imagination? Right. So Mark hit them too much.
What
is
Adre Ravacha?
Adre, he put him. Adre put him in Chayim Shanta.
Oh, Ravacha put him in the Chayim the Rebbe. Yeah.
He put him. Now what kind of Adre? Al Das Rabim. He put him Shelo Yilamid Oiti Noikas. He said this.
Again, Adre Ravach Ravach put him in Chayim.
Yeah. Adre made a neder. He made a neder that this man will never teach in my yeshiva. Mm-hmm. This man who hits the children like this, he will never ever step foot in my yeshiva. I'm making a neder Al Das Rabim. I will not allow if my dead body walks in. What
Where
happened?
Where does Ravina come into the picture?
The Ahadre Ravina. Ravina was the Rav. Was the Moda Astra. And he says you have no right to make such a neder. You know why? Because it's a mitzvah. To teach kinoach. It's a mitzvah. Because he's such a good Rebbe. Even though Taka, he beats them up. He beats them. So no, he beats them up.
Puts them on the right
there. He beats them up. He puts them on the right there. So Mimela, it's a mitzvah. Talmud Torah Rabin. Mimela, you can be mati yineda l'asham.
So I'm second. What do you see from here?
That a neder al das rabim has a farah when it's l'dvar mitzvah. He made a neder.
Right,
man will never walk into my yeshiva. I'm making a neder al das rabim. And he was mad at the neder. Why was he mad at the neder? Because there was because Talmud Torah Rabin. There was no good Rebbe. You learn over here that Yotzos have said the b'schara. That if you have a good Rebbe, so you have to overlook sometimes the chesedoness of
the
Rebbe.
Up the kids,
so what? He kills the kids. So what? As long as most of the kids are not killed, it's also good, right? Weiter. So that is the fundamental between this generation and Europe. In Europe, the derech was they sacrificed people for the toelus of making gedolim. So mitzvahs. They would go and they would throw away talmidim in order to
make that
make
beauty.
That gadol. People
here they sacrificed
away.
They would smack them up, so a lot of guys would get lost.
People, we sacrifice, whatever that means. We sacrifice for the Torah that there should be one Talmud that should be a Mitsuyan. Today, we live in a dar, that derech is out. Yeah. No child left behind. And it's kedai that no child be left behind, even though it will mean that you're not going to produce gadol. That's the derech of the star.
Okay, we'll talk about
it. Person says that Malchus, the Mishnah gives a long list of every
effort
that's about.
Yes,
so you lead the Hamadach Benisa, it's a bug. Benisa,
from a cow
is a fish. Okay, this is a whole. There's a krov, actually, there's a krov with a certain type of fish, and in the brain of the fish, they had some type of tolas. The krov. I'm sorry, you're right. I'm sorry, you're right, a carb. Kruv. It's carb, not a fish, I'm sorry.
So we ate a bug, ate a
fish. He ate a tolas, hanimsa, bekruv, malkin, lemishim, shirt, such as
orets. What's the chiddish here?
I don't know the chiddish, right? I don't know. This chiddish, again, this is called, even though it's not mamish on the ground. It's not mamish crawling on the ground, it's crawling in the kruv. It's attached to the ground. So it's not mamish, shirt, ala orets. It's in the vegetable. In the vegetable. It's not mamish walking on the earth. It's good enough, you have malkus. The Mars is the Maisa. Who do you call Beniso de Bekrova? The Nag Rabbi Hud, and he gave him Malchus. Amar Abai says, no, fine, that he doesn't know Maisa. Yeah, he got Astra. They gave him Astra.
Amar Abai. What's
Beniso? Beniso means a worm, a talas. Beniso, he ate a Maisa. The Mars is saying the same thing. Beniso de Bekrova that was found in a cow, the Nag Rabbi Hud, and he gave him Malchus. Amar Abai. Ochal putisa, like Arba. What is a putisa? Rashi says, a putisa is a sheret samayim. A sheret samayim. You get four. Why? What are the four? Rashi says, Shnei lavim kirum ksum sheret samayim. There are two psukim that, two lo, it says by sheret samayim. Echem teres, konev echem mishan teres. Ushnei lavim kisum sheret stam. Every sheret stam, that's a catch-all. So therefore, it's a grand total of four. There's a sheretz, a benisa is a sheretz, and it also happens to be a sheretz samayim. Yeah. So 2 plus 2 equals 4, so you get 4 malchus. Delicious.
Why? Because there are 4 psukim that.
4 psukim. There are 2 psukim for sheretz stam and 2 psukim for water, uh-huh. For water sheretzim. Uh-huh. Nimala, eat a mala like a chamesh.
What's a nimala?
Nimala is an ant. Okay. An ant. You know what one of those things are? You want me to bring one in? Nimala like a chamesh. Mishum, why? Sheretz, hasheretz alaretz. It's stam a sheretz.
Yeah.
And Rashi says, let's see Rashi. Rashi, bol nevol, chayo, that has to be living. Kena. That's the one that's asking a lie. Living. Hoyo Briya Shlema, he achilasa b'chol shu. V'lo g'chame, shnei lam j'aksum b'sheret stam, k'mo sh'b'rashi, shloi shlom aksum b'sheret ha'aretz, b'sheret ha'anim. There are three lam by a sheret ha'aretz. So therefore, 3 + 2 = 5. Right. Tzira, a hornet.
What is this, a swan? What about eating?
Then it's, if you chew it, so then it's dead. It's dead, it's not a bri anymore, so then it's not a kazayis. Wow. So you need to have a shear. You have to have a shear. Yeah, so if
what about it's a berry from the apple, but it's not kazayis and he swallows it?
He has to swallow it. You have to swallow it. Then you chayif a bri.
Even if it's less than kazayis?
Yes. Tzira, a hornet. Like a sheish. Why? It's tam a sheretz. It's sheretz ala aretz. And it's 3 + 2. And it also happens to be flies. It has another mile that flies. Sheretz ala aretz. Mishum sheretz oif. 6. You don't go to the Bais HaKisei. Lois Sishaksu. It's Lois Asay. A person, he drinks a cup of Coca-Cola in the cup that was used to let blood. Okay, to go, they go there in the.
A
horn. It means a utensil that was used by the bloodletter. The bloodletter, they have utensil where they let the blood. It's disgusting. Even if you wash it out, spick and span with soap and water, it's still disgusting because it used to contain people's blood. So it's, if you drink a l'chaim from this utensil that was used to collect blood, someone's blood, you get a malchus. It's a disgusting thing to do.
When does this come into the Gemara?
Sometimes the Gemara has different names.
Let's say
if this
Asra, if Acha, it would get Malkus?
Gets Malkus, yes, it gets Malkus. A person he chops up, 9. Now you chop up the little tiny piece. So if you, the reason why you need 9 is because you need a kazayis. The Gemara has a yesod that 9, then 10 stam nemalim is the sheer kazayis. Now obviously we know what nemal is because our nemal that crawl around outside on the street are not the side. 10 of them will not make a kazayis.
Right.
So we're dealing with a different type of nemal. Obviously we do not even know what nemal is. It means something more significant. More significant. If you personally squashes, he chops up
tish
nemalim. V'hevi echad chayim. He brings another one. He brings number 10. V'yashlim olak kazayis. And together number 10 is the one. Like a sheish, he gets 6 malchus. Why? Chamesh mishum bria. He gets 5 because he ate a bria. What's the bria? The bria is what? A 1 malachai, a living near. You get 5. 2 for sheretz and 2 for 3 for sheretz aretz. The achas. What's number 6? Mishum kezayis nevela. A nemala, there's a tremendous chiddush. He says it's called a nevela. How do you learn pshat in the Gemara here? We don't know what a nemala then is. A nevela to Rashi. Rashi says, Mishum kezayis nevela kishabolo hu meis u mitzdarif lekezayis nevela. It's mitzdarif lekezayis nevela. Okay, so over here, I don't know what it, that's what it says. It says that it's a nevela, kezayis of nevela. Okay, and the mala is an avela. Rav Amar, I don't know more than that. Rav Amar says, Rav Yochanan afilu shnayim. Who even he says even 2. If you go, you chop up 2 nemalas, and then you take a living nemala. So you get for the living nemala, you're going to get 5 for sheretz, 5 for sheretz, yeah. 2 for sheretz tam, 3 for sheretz aretz, and then because this number 1 combines with 2 and 3 to make up a shir kezayis, you're going to get malchus for nevela. Oh, but did we not just say one moment ago that you have to have 9 + 1 to have a kazayis? And here it says you have to have only 2 + 1 to have a kazayis. How large are the nemalas?
Yeah, yeah.
So it depends where you live. If you live in the North Pole, the malls are one size. If you live in the South Pole, it's a different size. It all depends where you live. Even 1 vahu, a third pain. Even if you take 1 living with 1 crushed, 1 nemal that's been crushed, well, it's not a bria, it's not a sheretz, but you can chayif in the nevela. There's no mach like this. There are different sizes. When you go to the restaurant for nemal, you have to ask them, do you want large, medium,
like today,
or small?
You see large ones,
like today,
ones.
Exactly, like today. Like today, there are all the different types of creatures that were around the streets. Right. A person eats tevels year 3, year 6. You separate truma. You separate ma'aser and ishayin. And now, what is your obligation? You don't go to Yerushalayim in year 3 and year 6. Instead, you give ma'aser ani. Year 3, year 6, give ma'aser ani. So, when it comes to ma'aser sheni, we know it's yidua that if you do not give ma'aser sheni, the grain is still called tevel. And tevel is the misa b'nei shamayim. But here, I can have to read Rashi clearly what it means over here, but over here you're going to get a person that's not saying Maisa Oni, this Malkus, Maisa like Kiman. What does this mean? Ki Haitan and Tanya. I would think you only chayv in tevel if you not separate truma. You did nothing. It's mamish, the real deal. You came out of the ground. You didn't lift your finger to do anything. But I would think if your mafri is truma gedoyla, or let's say ma'aser rishon v'loy ma'aser sheni, how do you know that if your mafri is truma? You mafresh tshuva, but you did not yet get around to be mafresh my sarish and my sheni my sarish. You're going to be malchus. Here's a loy sase. You see, eating tevel is not just the miste shemaim. It's a loy sase. Lo suchal lechol b'sharech. It's a loy sase. And it says l'halon aymer v'yachlu b'sharech v'saveyu. You shall eat. Now that pasuk v'yachlu b'sharech v'saveyu was said by what? Was said by ma'aser ani. That is a quote from the sugi, the parash of ma'aser ani. So make gzeirah shava. We have over here the word. We have over here. Achila, achila. Lo suchal leachol v'achlu. Hashalachol l'moshe. We see that we link these two things together. Ma'alachal ma'aser ani. Afkan ma'aser ani. V'yom nachmano lo suchal. So therefore, we learn now that if a person is not mafresh even ma'aser ani, he's going to be chayv malchus for lo suchal. I'm Rabbi Yosef Tanoim. Not so fast. It's machlokes Tanoim. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer, Einzor lachos Hashem al ma'aser ani lo shel demai. You don't have to call. You don't have to call Hashem ma'aser ani shel demai. In other words, you have a grain. Of
that's owned by
Amaretz. You don't have to call. You don't have to be Kurdish Shem. You don't have to even give a designation. Look at Rashi. Last Rashi. Why not?
What did he just say
in
the last line?
The shaila is, are they
mafresh ma'aser
ani? Are they mafresh ma'aser rishon? So it's a soft. So therefore, when you buy from someone else, you have to be mafresh. But just because you're mafresh, you have to give it to them. Because hamoytze mechaveroi olav haraya. Ma'aser rishon, can a Yisrael eat ma'aser rishon?
Yes.
You give it to the lady, and the lady can come for dessert. Come, let me feed you some. After you give it to the lady.
As opposed to a coin, he can't do
that. No, you cannot eat truma. But ma'aser rishon, give it to the lady. Once I give it to the lady, can give it back to me.
Right.
I can eat it.
Right.
Ma'aser ani, the zel bazach. I give it to the yoni, he can give it back to me.
Right.
Ma'aser sheni, no. Ma'aser sheni must go to Yerushalayim.
Right.
Must go to Yerushalayim. So, I have
to. But he can share the ma'aser sheni with another person.
But I have to be mafresh. I have to be mafresh to ma'aser rishon. Because if I not mafresh to ma'aser rishon, it's tevel. It's a deraisa, it's tevel. If I'll eat the shivayim, it's tevel. But once I'm mafresh, it's suffer tevel. Suffer nisa de shivayim. But once I'm mafresh to ma'aser rishon, there's no more tevel. I don't have to give it to you. Because maybe the only already gave, maybe the Amaritz gave already the Maisa.
Oh.
You prove he didn't give it.
Right.
He's not a chwit,
he's only chwit to Mafra.
Right.
What about my solution? It's also a suffix. He was mafresh. Does he have to give it for a lady?
Tomorrow.
What do you mean tomorrow?
Wait, come back tomorrow.
Thursday, Thanksgiving. How do you lash out?
No, I'm serious. Let's talk. Only my son. What about my solution? He was mafresh.
No.
Does he have
sure.
to?
No, he doesn't have to give it.
Why also the same olive araya?
Baruch Adonai, Baruch
Adonai, Baruch.
What about Ma'aser Sheni? What about Ma'aser Sheni? That he has to, that's a Shalai. He has to bring from Shalai. Interesting. Okay, Shkaich. Dabmar. Have a good night.